Podcast Network Asia.
This podcast is on a mission to end the orphan crisis. You're listening to Family is the Answer, powered by Podcast Network Asia. We share resources and stories to equip families who plan to adopt and foster, empower advocates who fight for vulnerable mothers and children, and invite communities to impact generations. I'm Karina Kuna Henson, the Executive Director for Generations Home, a nonprofit organization and licensed child placement agency based in the Philippines. Learn more about our work through our website, generationshome.org. Now, let's jump in to this week's topic.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Family is the Answer podcast. I am Karina. I am not just the executive director of Rohe Foundation or Generations Home, but I am, first and foremost, I am a mom. And so from one mom to another, or maybe from a mom to a soon-to-be mom or a future mom, I wanted to say happy Mother's Day. And this podcast today is really for us to celebrate motherhood in all of its forms. This has been something I've been thinking a lot about over the last few weeks and months, as I've, you know, wrestled with the various complexities behind motherhood. Every time I'm asked to talk about motherhood, I say it was a bumpy road for me entering motherhood. And there are so many different types of moms. And on my heart during Mother's Day, there's the full range of them, because I can relate with a number of them. One, I can relate with a mom whose arms are empty. You know, just in April of this year, we celebrated the 7th year death anniversary of my daughter, Celine. And I look back on that time and I realized that a lot of my story was recognizing that when I lost my daughter, I felt like a mother, but my arms were empty. And, you know, how God has used that season of my life of having empty arms to transition me into become an adoptive mother, a mother through adoption, and being a mother to those without mothers to hold them. And so you talk about mothers who have lost. You talk about mothers who come through adoption, mothers who biologically face many challenges trying to conceive. And then there are those women who mother but don't actually have any children of their own. They mother the children of others. We think of the social workers, we think of caregivers, we think of just so many different types of motherhood. We realize that motherhood is so much more complex than just biologically birthing a child. When you talk about not just being a mother, but to be able to mother. And, you know, we think about this a lot because in our Pregnant Women in Crisis program as well, you know, we deal with a lot of women who are pregnant but are unsure about their willingness to mother that child. Meaning, yes, they are biologically pregnant. They are biologically the mother of this child, but they're not sure about their willingness to mother. And so, you know, this year around Mother's Day, we've been thinking a lot about this, and the different kinds of mothers have really been on my heart personally. And so I just wanted to take the time to use this podcast as an opportunity to share a little bit about a concept that we talk about in the adoption space when it comes to mothering very often. We talk about how there is something that exists, which we call the adoption triad. Now, so think of it as a triangle, and at the top of that triangle would be the adoptee, the child, and how that child has two mothers. They have a biological mother and they have an adoptive mother. And this adoption triad is, you know, really knowing that both of those women have played an incredible part in the life of this child. Many of you who are listening, I'm guessing we have more adoptive mothers listening than we do have biological moms or birth moms listening. But this is a term that we hear often in the States and the U.S. You hear about the adoption triad. And unfortunately, I find that in the Philippines, we don't hear about it as much. But it is very important for us to talk about. And so first, let's talk about the adoptive mom. The adoptive mom, how would we define that? That's the mom who chooses to actively mother. She plays the role of the active mother in the child's life, mothering that child day in and day out and raising that child. She's taken on voluntarily the role of becoming this child's mother. Now, the biological mom is clearly just the mom who was able to bring forth that child into the world. She's the person who had enough courage, enough strength to make that decision to bring that child into the world in spite of her knowing sometimes that she might not have the capacity to mother that child for the rest of her life. And we really do need to honor the biological mom a little bit more. One of the things that I've recognized as an adoptive mom is that I need to be very careful in communicating to my daughter about her biological mom. Not careful because I don't want her to know she exists. My daughter very quickly, at the age of two or three, figured out that she had a biological mom without me telling her. She figured it out as if it was common sense. You know, she said, she saw me pregnant and she said, "Mom, was I ever in your tummy?" And I said, "No, because I'm not going to lie to my child ever." "No, you weren't." And she goes, "So how did I get here?" And I said, "Remember, I told you our family adopted you into our family." And she said, "So was I ever in another mom's tummy?" And she then had figured out for herself that there was a biological mom. And I had to be very careful about the way I portrayed the story of this biological mom and shared with her the little information that I had about the biological mom, because that's part of her identity. I want her to be able to honor her biological mom because we're grateful to her. We're grateful to her for bringing our daughter into this world. We're grateful to her for carrying her to full term and giving us the opportunity to love her, to welcome her into our family. And so it's so intertwined with the identity, though, of your child, this biological mother, that you need to acknowledge her and you need to honor her. And so one of the things we can do is we can appreciate their desire to give the child, their child, a better life. We need to be very careful about our language. We need to not paint a negative picture of the biological mom when we talk to our children about adoption. We don't want to minimize the pain that the children went through before we adopted them. The truth was, this biological mom, we don't know much about her and we don't know what her intentions were. And even if we did, we want to make sure that we tread carefully in communicating this to our children. And so there's a way to, you know, acknowledge the biological mom and yet be very careful about how we portray her so that it still comes across in a way that is appreciative of whatever it is we can appreciate. And the one thing we can always appreciate is that she had the courage to bring that child into this world so that we would have the opportunity to adopt him or her. And, you know, we want to, another reason to honor them is because the words we speak also reflect who our children are. You know, sometimes, we wrote an article about this on our website and we invite you to check that out. But, you know, we sometimes say things like, you know, they gave you away, or they left you. And these can be incredibly painful words for a child to hear, that though you're talking about their biological mom or their biological parents, they're not thinking about how that makes them look. They're thinking about how it makes them feel and how what that meant for them. They then deduce, "Oh, I was worth giving away. I was worth being left behind." And we don't ever want our children to conclude that. And so we need to be very careful. We need to use honoring words. We need to focus on what we can appreciate, which is that at the very least, they were able to make a decision for this child to be brought into the world. And because of that, we have the opportunity to love them. You know, another thing you could do is you could always appreciate the traits that our children have inherited from them. You know, in line with being mindful with the way that we speak about the biological mom, we can also honor them by praising the biological attributes of our children. You know, we want our children to know they look beautiful to us, or, you know, their strength. You know, when we praise the biological attributes of our children, that's communicating to them that we're also honoring and respecting their biological parents. You know, we need to be very, very careful about how we talk about biological traits and physical traits. In fact, in our family, one of the things we try not to do is to not glorify the physical traits, because that's not what makes us family. In our family, it's a bit more complicated because we have one daughter who came to us through adoption and we have two who came to us biologically. And so we never want to make comments that would give any of our children the impression that having the same physical features as them is what makes us part of the family. That's not what makes us family. We choose to be family, whether it was through biology or through adoption. And so praising the biological attributes of your child, regardless of how they came to you, especially for those who you adopted, is very, very powerful. And so you want to be able to honor the birth mom in your words and the way that you talk about her with your children. Please don't omit her from the story. That can be very, very painful for your child. We must take the time this Mother's Day. You know, I'm often very emotional during Mother's Day for many reasons. One, that was a turning point in my story where I realized I was going to mother a child who was in another woman's womb. And I think about the biological mom of my daughter with a lot of love and compassion. Not because she was perfect, not because she did the right thing, not because she gave me her child, which technically she didn't, but not because of that. But I'm just so incredibly grateful that regardless of how difficult her life was at that time, she was able to make choices that honored the life of my daughter today. And I'll be forever grateful for that. I don't know. Was she a good person, a bad person? I don't know. But I'm so grateful that in spite of how difficult I think her life might have been, that she still had the courage to feed that baby through her, to eat well, make sure that my daughter was getting fed, and that even if she didn't have any intention of mothering her, was able to care for her well enough that she would have the chance to live and to be welcomed into her family. And so please do take the time to remember birth moms this Mother's Day. And I also want to take the time to honor adoptive moms. It might seem like it's so easy to honor them because maybe you consider adoptive moms in your community as somebody who's generous or charitable or someone who's gone out of their way to welcome a child through adoption. But the truth is, I know for a fact that adoptive moms tend to doubt themselves. There are lingering questions about whether or not they're real moms. And we need to remember to honor them because they are in every sense of the word, a real mom, because they've taken on the responsibility of mothering. And so, please do appreciate their courage to mother a child. And the process of adoption is hard. They take that step into adopting. I'm not saying getting pregnant is easy. I know that getting pregnant can sometimes be very difficult. But to embark on the adoption journey requires so much intentionality, so much paperwork, resources, financially, in order to get that going. And that's hard. And you need to appreciate their courage, their courage to take responsibility for this child and to mother this child. You know, one of the voices that exists in an adoptive mother's mind is she might be comparing herself to the biological mom. Am I doing as good a job as the biological mom would have done? Or is my child comparing me to him or her or wondering about? And there leads to so many insecurities. But to counter this, it's so good to just be able to appreciate adoptive moms, those in your community, and thanking them for taking the responsibility to mother. Even if they might not have the same biological traits, the same DNA, knowing that their love for that child is as pure as can be and is just as powerful as their love for a biological child. So let's do our part. Let's make sure that we are also, one of the things we can do to honor adoptive moms in our community is to call them the real mom. One of the most painful things you can say to an adoptive mom is to ask them a question about the real mom and be pertaining to the biological mom. Adoptive moms are the real mom because they're the mother who is present, the mother who is choosing to mother and to care and to raise up this child. So please do that. Another thing you can do is just appreciate the way that they've raised their child. Knowing that an adoptive mother might not have the ability to pass on biological traits, but we definitely have the capacity to pass on things far greater than just our physical traits. We can invest in this child's mind, in their character, in their value system. You know, it's, I love when one of the things we try to do with our daughter is we love to praise her and connect that to our family. Like we like to say, oh, you're so smart because, or you're good at math because you're like your grandfather, or you have this trait because you're good at sports because you're like your dad. And you connect the traits that they have to those who have poured into them and those who have invested in them. And you can do that with a biological mom. You can say, hey, you know, I noticed that your daughter, she's very hospitable. I think she got that from you, you know, and connecting back to her the traits that she must have invested in her child. And so it's those little things. But we can, in our words, this Mother's Day, take the time to, especially for those who find themselves in the adoption triad, whether they're an adoptee, an adoptive mom, or a biological mom, take the time to honor the mothers in this triad. And for the community at large, let's learn to use our words to honor biological moms. Let's not speak ill of them. Let's be careful not to think of them as terrible people for surrendering their children for adoption. I tell you, many of you do not know the realities that these women are in. And us, through our Pregnant Women in Crisis program, have come so close to them and have come to gain so much sympathy for many of these women because we understand the realities that they're in. And they're not, many of them are not terrible mothers. They just need support. They need someone to help get them through a difficult season in their life. And so let's honor biological moms. And let's certainly take the time to also honor adoptive moms. Throw a shower for one of them. If you know someone who's in the process of adopting, throw them a baby shower. Offer to celebrate them. Bring them flowers on Mother's Day. Acknowledge the fact that they too are expectant mothers. And I think, you know, this would all lead all of us to a community which has healthier views and perspectives around adoption. But these are just some of the ways. I'm sure there's so many more that we can celebrate mothers this Mother's Day. I know it can be challenging to balance this, but, you know, I hope that you would have know that you can reach out to us. We have so many resources available. Like I mentioned, there's an article on our website, which will probably, you know, link where we talk about the adoption triad. You can find that in the resource section of our website. I invite you to visit our new website, generationshome.org, where you can find more information there. You can also revisit, we did a What Makes a Real Mom series where we talk really about motherhood. Those videos are also available online. You can search for that by searching Rohe Foundation, What Makes a Real Mom. And those videos will come up as well. And we talk to different moms who share their realities and their reflections on motherhood. And so with that, we just want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening. And we look forward to meeting you and hopefully having you join us at one of our community events in the future. That's it for me for now. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Family is the Answer podcast by Generations Home. Looking forward to connecting with you both online and at our upcoming events.
That was The Family is the Answer podcast by Generations Home, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Learn more about ending the orphan crisis and fueling our work through our website, generationshome.org. You can also find us on social media. We're generations.home.connect on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave us a rating so more people can find it too. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you at our next episode. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.